I know that every kid has played Little League Baseball, dreams of playing pro ball. When you were growing up, when did you first realize that your dreams could become reality?
Well, growing up, you know, like you said, every kid's dream of playing pro ball. I've always wanted to play. Hughesville's a pretty small town, and we had some good teams, but I didn't really realize it until high school. You know, I fared pretty well against competition in Hughesville and in the surrounding area. Like when we were 12, winning districts, things like that, and then 15, we won districts again. But, you know, we had good teams. Wasn't really until about my sophomore year when I got picked to play for the East in the U.S. Olympic Festival. And I went to Los Angeles for about a month. Being from a small town, it was a much bigger town. Got exposed to scouts and some colleges, things of that nature. Then about my junior year is really when I started feeling it. Got invited to professional camps, things of that nature. Started getting recruiting letters from Miami and Stanford, Oklahoma State, a lot of the big baseball schools. Then I went to a camp in North Carolina, in Raleigh, at North Carolina State University. And they took an interest in me and followed my career and came up to Hughesville and scouted me, watched me pitch. And my senior year, they offered me a scholarship. And basically, it was about the time when I knew that I had a chance of probably playing professional ball.
Right.
I played the junior Olympic team in my senior year, but that was after I got drafted, so, and then I signed after that. So that's about the only time I really knew that I had a chance to play. As you know, Hughesville is 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people don't get out of it. And that's about the only time I really realized it, when I started getting invited to camps and getting recruited. So.
Jason, I was just wondering how you felt about the strike, you know, being a ball player, especially a minor leaguer. What was the differences, you know, between you and, say, a major league baseball player? Just wanted some thoughts from that.
What do I think about the strike?
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
All right, well, first of all, I get asked this a lot. The strike in all effects hasn't affected me in any sense. It's at the big league level with the coaches and the owners and the players. Recently I've been hearing that they're thinking about, if they don't resolve it, that they're thinking about bringing minor leaguers up. What I think about that is good, because in this business you got to think about yourself first. But the strike, the reason why they're on strike is that the big leaguers now are saying they're trying to take care of the minor leaguers later.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to be asked to play, you know, to go to Pittsburgh. It would be tough to cross the picket line because they are trying to help you out. Plus, the big leaguers are going to blackball you. They're going to give you a hard time. In all sense, I would go, because I'm looking out for myself. But I'm looking to see this strike being resolved probably by Christmas. Jim Leland was in the locker room the other day, and we were talking to him, and he was saying both sides are starting to crack, and they probably will have it resolved by Christmas. But my opinion is, I think the owners cut their own throats, because a couple years ago, last strike they had, which was, I'm not sure which year, it was in the 80s, but the owners allowed arbitration. And arbitration is each player is up for free agency. And what they do is they go into negotiations about what the players think their worth is.
Right.
And that's where the Jack McDowells and all those guys get all their money. And that's a big thing. And plus they want a salary cap. And the players don't want, you know, they want to continue with arbitration because that's where they're getting money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want a salary cap, like in football. So my opinion is I think the owners cut their own throats. They're the ones paying the contracts. And the players are the ones asking for them and getting them. So, in all sense, I it's a lot of the owner's fault because they're paying the salaries. They're the ones letting it get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I do support the players because they are looking out for my future.
Right.
And in all sense, I would cross the picket line because I do have to look after myself. So, that's what I have to offer on the strike.